Blog Talk Radio.
Design Show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and you have me for the next 30 minutes as we embark upon another life-changing topic, and we have a terrific show on tap for you today. I have none other than my great friend, relationship guru expert, Mr. Jason Miller. Now, we're continuing with our segment on relationship rescue, and this is a very successful series that we're doing here, and we've touched on quite a few topics, and relationships is the latest one we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, and we're going to just continue right on down that path because it's been very successful. I really appreciate the outpouring of email notes and love that I receive about all of the topics in the series. And this one has really received a lot of feedback, and I'm so glad that we're helping you all to change your lives and enhance your relationships. Mr. Jason Miller is absolutely he's just a magnificent person. I met Jason several years ago. We actually worked together. I met him during a Indiana Black Expo when we sat together on a panel discussion, and I was very, very impressed and intrigued with Jason, and he has done a ton of work since then. He is on his, I think, second or third book, and he can talk more about that when he comes on the line, but I know his second book was entitled Cheaters Exposed, which was absolutely magnificent. And his latest book is entitled The Single Mother Factor, Empowerment from a Male's Perspective, and it debuted in February of this year. So I am very excited and anxious to bring on the line my guest for the evening, Mr. Jason Miller. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Kathy?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing very, very well. Thanks for having me. It's been a very eventful day, but I've been waiting anxiously to get this show going.
Well, I am very excited that you agreed to join us and talk to my listeners. And also, congratulations are in order. I haven't spoken to you since you had the new little addition to your family.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, my baby, Jada Milan Miller, she was actually born on my wife's birthday, August 15th. So it was kind of like a double birthday present for my wife.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild.
Wow. Now you're going to have to deal with the birthday of your wife and your daughter every year from now on at the same time.
We already worked it out. My daughter's birthday will celebrate in the early afternoon, and my wife will celebrate her birthday at night for dinner
or
whatever we agree upon.
There you go. As a matter of fact, you know, that's a good segue in, Jason, to talk about relationships, because I know you have been enjoying a very wonderful, successful marriage for how many years now?
Actually, since we've been married since October 27th of 2012,
we were
engaged for 3 years.
Oh, a new addition to the family.
Yeah, we've been knowing each other actually since 2000. So we've been through all the courting and dating and even engagement, 3 years of engagement and stuff like that. So we've been through the whole process.
Okay. Well, Jason, before we jump into our topic for the evening, just tell the listeners a little bit more about your books, because Cheaters Exposed, I remember that one. That was a very successful book. And then your latest project, which was The Single Mother Factor, Empowerment from a Male's Perspective, and that came out this year. But you had a book before either one of those two, right?
Yes, that's correct. It's called Lover or Loser, and it's really based, it's really geared towards middle school and high school kids as far as, you know, the you'll get the best bang for your buck in that age range. It's just because I really feel like it's a setup for Cheaters Exposed, and Cheaters Exposed is definitely a setup for the single mother factor.
Gotcha. Well, let's just go ahead and jump right in with the topic discussion, Jason, because actually when people knew that you were coming on, I started receiving emails with questions. So I know you are enjoying a very successful relationship with your now wife, and you knew her for quite a while. You all were in a courtship for quite a while. What type of traits were you looking for, Jason, and same with her, because I'm sure you all had many conversations. What type of traits should a male and a female look for when they are serious about wanting to settle down and when they're dating someone and they really want to settle down? What type of traits should they be looking for?
That's actually an excellent question. I'm all about compatibility. Compatibility is actually number one, and it should be number one on everybody's radar, just because when you kind of look at the physical attributes, like, wow, he's very attractive, or wow, she's very attractive, a lot of that stuff fades away. Money fades away. Money comes and goes. Positions, power, a lot of that stuff comes and goes. But the compatibility component of any relationship or any marriage seems to outlive a lot of those superficial issues that we deal with in our love life.
I like that. Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. Now, when you say compatibility, what are the factors? I mean, how do you tell? How do you know if there is compatibility?
Well, compatibility means, you know, different things to different people. But as far as my wife, she definitely outweighs my her strengths outweighs my weaknesses, and vice versa for her. And just the compatibility of us uplifting each other's weaknesses and striving in areas that, you know, the other partner is weaker in is one compatibility component. And the other compatibility component is I feel like we're growing together. Another reason you know, back in the day when they were like, will you go with me? And I always preach, will you grow with me? Because, again, will you go with me is basically your current viewpoint of your relationship or your marriage. But to me, the easy way to explain why you should grow with a person is because I always ask people, are you the same person you were in high school? And are you the same person you were in college? And a lot of the older people say, absolutely not. So I say, if you are going with somebody when you were in high school or in college and you're telling me you're a different person, that basically means you grew out of that mind state and you grew out of those viewpoints and ideologies of love and a partner. And 9 out of 10, you're probably going to grow out of that person, which, you know, is a breakup or a divorce. So the growing component is definitely what I look for in, you know, what I've looked for in the courting process with me and my wife.
And, you know, I'm really glad that you brought that up, and I'm glad that you stated that. That thank you for that, because that was very, very powerful information, because I am hearing a lot from my clients and people who follow me who say, since I've been doing this relationship segment in the Design My Life series, that they feel that their partner is not growing with them. They feel like they have outgrown their partner. They may have goals, but their partner doesn't have goals, and they're trying to figure out, how can I get my partner to be on the same page? Can you speak to that? I mean, you can't make someone be on the same page. What do you do when you're in a position where you feel you've outgrown your partner?
Okay, that's a great question. And I kind of look at it like education. When you look at the teacher is not on the same page mentally as the student, right? So the teacher, the job of the teacher is to go down on the level of where the student is and then bring that student up to his or her level. So and we basically have a grading system set up to see how well of a job the teacher is teaching and how well the student is learning. So, you know, from the A plus, the B's, the C's, the D's, and the F's. Well, it's the same thing for your relationship. I really feel like the person who it feels like they have outgrown their partner I think it's their job to go down and try to, you know, go down on their partner's level to try to bring that partner up to where he or she is. Now, you know, the grading scale now has a lot to, you know, to do with it as well, as far as, okay, is my husband receiving an A with this growing process, or is my wife receiving an A or B or C with her progression? But I'm all for, I really see that the D's and the F's,
Jason,
are usually,
are you still there?
The partners.
Oh.
Yes. Am I cutting out?
Oh, you did for a second, but you're back now, so go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Basically, what I was saying is the part where people usually get divorced is. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm actually on the highway. Hopefully, it's just a dead spot.
Oh, are you? Okay. Or, yeah, you probably.
Okay, is it better now?
This is great. So yeah, just continue about the growth.
Okay, is it better now? Does it sound better now? Or?
Yes, great. Mm-hmm, I can hear you very well.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, basically what it is where the divorces and the breakups come into play is when the partner is receiving the D and the S as far as work ethic, progression, comprehension. And when I say all those things as far as, you know, I'm trying to bring you up to my level or you're trying to bring me up to your level, and I'm not displaying the motivation or the comprehension to make that transition. So with all that being said, I really feel like it's up to the partner to try to reach down and do everything in his or her power to bring, you know, his or her partner up to their level. Now, if the motivation and the comprehension is not there, that's your own in particular, viewpoints and staying time. Some people can stay for a year. Some people can stay for a day. Some people can stay for a couple of hours. Whatever, you know, your staying time is, that's up to you, but you need to at least put in that work. So you know you did everything in your power to make that relationship or marriage last.
And I agree with you, because especially if you are in a marriage, and a lot of the comments that I received and questions were from married people who were in a marriage and they had been married for quite a while and they felt like they were beginning to outgrow their partner. Marriage is a very serious, it's a serious commitment, and you can't just be ready to throw in the towel at the first, you know, sign of trouble or outgrowth or whatever you want to call it. You're right. I agree with you, Jason. You have to reach back and you know, sit down and outline your expectations and share your plans, share your goals. What, you know, how do you feel like you are outgrowing your partner, and just have a conversation about it. And you're right. You may be able to teach your partner something about, you know, maybe the partner doesn't understand how to set goals and how to progress in life. So,
I totally
agree with that. I like that. Let's change gears for a second and jump into the world of dating.
Okay.
Because we know there are tons of people out there who are looking for Mr. and Ms. Right.
Absolutely.
So in this wide, vast world of dating, what do you feel are the most important aspects of dating? Like, you know, if you're going out on a date, what should a woman or a man be looking for, like on a first or second date, to know if that person has the potential of being compatible or not?
Oh, my goodness. That's an awesome question. Words. That's what they should be looking for. When I say words, if you were, just say you were running a Fortune 500 company right now, right? And I came in and I said, Kathy, give me the job. I can do this really well. I can do this really well. This is my favorite movie. This is my favorite color. This is what I like to do for fun. You would actually be laughing at me. You actually would laugh at me and say, Jason, what in the world does that have to do with me getting to know you as a person, your favorite color, your favorite movie? What do you like to do for fun? Blah, 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 blah. I want to get to know you to see if you're going to be a perfect fit for my Fortune 500 company. And that's what we don't do on dates. It's the same thing as far as if you had $1 billion and you met me at any type of social setting, and I said, hey, Kathy, give me $1 billion, and I'll go invest it for you. You would actually say, no chance. I need to get to know you better before I'm going to give you one red penny of my money. And it's the same thing if I was a doctor and you needed a major surgery done. And I said, Kathy, you know, I met you out at some social setting, and I said, hey, let me perform this surgery on you. you would say, absolutely not. Let me do a background check on you. Let me see, you know, what type of doctor you are before
right.
I say yes to that surgery. Well, we don't do none of these things when it comes to love. At the, you know, when we date, it's more like, okay, I'm caught up in the moment. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say majority of all relationships, they start off fun. They start off fun. The dates are fun, high energy. Everybody's talking good. Everybody's, you know, behaving good. And we make a long-term decision off of those feelings, which to me, I've never understood. I used to be like a little kid and still would like, I would never understand that because I would automatically say like, well, isn't everybody supposed to be on their best behavior on a date? Like, you know, that's a no-brainer. He's supposed to be on his best behavior. She's supposed to be on her best behavior. But that really doesn't line up as far as truth. It's easy to tell a lie in the beginning, and a lot of lies are told in the beginning. So I would say words, 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 and time is the number one and number two factors for effective dating. The time is giving your partner time to see if his or her words are lining up with their behaviors.
I love that. I absolutely love that. So, and I like the way you kind of compared it to a job interview, especially if you know you're looking for someone long term. If you know you're looking for someone long term, and I hear this so much, Jason, and I just, you know, it saddens me, but I know it exists, that so many people, mostly women, I'm sorry to pick on you ladies, but you ladies get caught up in this more so than guys. Ladies are so determined and dead set on finding someone. They don't want to be too old or never have been married and all those kind of things, all the wrong reasons, and they just grab a hold of someone because the first date went well, so they just jump right in, both hands, both feet, without doing those things that you just mentioned. You've got to ask the right questions, the words, words, words. I love it.
Yes, because words, words, words. I always tell a lot of my clients, because I work for a private practice. It's called Healing Your Hidden Hurts. We deal with trauma, post-traumatic category, and I do more of the relationship and marriage counseling. And I tell a lot of my clients, like, well, you know, words are very easy. Words are very, very easy to say. Like, I can tell you I love you. I can tell you I had dinner with Elvis last Tuesday. But if you told me to... If you ask me to, you know, well, show me that you had dinner with Elvis. Now, that's a totally different story. Now I'm going to be tripping over my words. Now I'm going to be making up stuff because what I said was easy, but behaving on that, acting on that lie is very, very tough. And that's, but the only thing that basically, you know, worked out in that favor is time. And the time component, I see it really, really hinders a lot of people's relationships because everything feels so good. So,
right.
Why do we care about time? Let's act on these feelings. And I'm like, feeling is like a wave on the ocean. It's an up and down movement. Sometimes that wave is up. Sometimes that wave is down. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I want to be a couch potato. Some days I want to be a bodybuilder. So if you go off of your feelings, you always setting yourself up for failure.
Right. And also, you know, I know I picked on the ladies a little bit, but this goes for both genders, ladies, girls and guys, that, you know, you've got to take the time that's necessary to learn. You're right, Jason, that the words are matching the actions and behaviors, because if those words aren't lining up with those actions and behaviors, then you might as well move on because you're wasting your time because you all
Absolutely.
Have two different agendas. And if your agendas aren't matching and they're not aligned, it's going to be a waste of your time. And the other aspect of that is, now your self-esteem is going to take another hit, which is probably already taking a ton of hits. And now your self-esteem is going to take another hit, and you're going to be very either bitter or some type of toxic emotion is going to be piled up on top of all those other toxic emotions that are in there. And then the next person that comes along is probably going to be the one that gets hit with all those bad emotions.
Definitely. And can I say one more thing, though, Kathy, because this is, to me, I want to build upon the whole behavior ideology. When I say lining up with the behavior, what I teach to a lot of my clients is how can I tell you to basically watch out for a behavior that you don't really, you're not really familiar with? And I call it daddy ability. It's when a young girl brings home her boyfriend
Repeat the last part because it cut out again. So just repeat that.
Okay,
how can
I'm sorry.
I tell you that's okay.
I'm sorry about that. It's called daddy ability. And let me just break down daddy ability real quick. It's basically saying that when a young girl brings home her boyfriend for the first time, and who usually loves the guy and who usually hates the guy as soon as he or she meets him, mom usually gives him a chance. Mom is saying, okay, yeah, you know, I'll give him a chance. I might not be all the way happy about who my daughter picked, but she seems happy, so I'm going to give this guy a chance. Well, daddy usually hates him or loves him, you know, as soon as dad sees him. So now, what gives daddy that ability to hate him or love him so quick? Well, daddy has seen the businessman, he has seen the athletic man, he's seen the gangster, he's seen the lazy man, he's seen the go-getter, he's seen all these different guys, so he's placed a lot of these guys under, you know, a specific category, so when he meets a new guy, all he has to do is have a conversation with him, and he can immediately put him in that particular category. Which a lot of women, the only interaction that a lot of women have with guys is either their father, their sibling, or a friend. So those are only three categories that you can really place that guy in versus daddy has seen every, you know, I'm not going to say every category, but he's seen enough to basically, you know, gauge that guy's behavior, if that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely does. And the other thing, too, and I mean, I'm not a guy or a father, but I would think that a father, being a man, can understand different actions or different phrases, or he kind of knows what to look for to know if the guy is sincere, genuine, or if he's a flake and just trying to run a game or something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think in the world of dating, because there are so many singles still out there, and, you know, I get so many email notes from people who always say, well, there are not enough good men, and I hear women, there are not enough good women, guys say there are not enough good women, men and ladies say there are not enough good men, but I know they're out there. I think you just have to, as you just stated, take your time and get to know someone. I mean, I don't really know what the big rush is anyway. I mean, if you wait 3 months, you're going to be 3 months older anyway, whether you ask the right questions or not. So you might as well use those 3 months and ask the right questions.
Definitely, definitely. And
I mean,
it's
next year,
too.
You're going to be a year older. You're going to be a year older next year, whether you have someone you're dating or whether you don't. So you might as well just use the time wisely. Instead of jumping in with both hands and both feet and then chalking up another failed relationship to your already portfolio of probably I don't know how many different failed relationships. Because the idea here is to finally have a successful one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I meet so many people, Jason, who, and I know you probably do too, with, you know, what you just commented about your work, who have been burned so badly by bad relationships, bad choices, jumping in too fast and, you know, getting intimate too quickly. Because we already know the research shows that, especially for women, when you become intimate and have sex with someone too fast, your body secretes some type of bonding hormone or something like that. And once that bonding hormone... I think it's called oxytocin. It's oxytocin. It's the same hormone that when a woman breastfeeds a baby, it's that same hormone. And so you may not even know the person well enough, but you've already become intimate with the person, and now you're bonded. But it's not the right person for you, so you just kind of stay there because you're bonded to him, and it's not the right person. So that's why the aspect of waiting is so very important, because you don't want to get hooked into a situation that's not good for you, that you're not compatible with.
Absolutely. And to even take a spiritual approach to who you should watch or you have sex with, when you basically, okay, I want you to look at it like this. When you work out, right, when you work out, you have enough energy to work out, right? So if you have enough energy to work out, therefore you are motivated to work out, right? Let's flip it around. When you want to work out, but you don't have the energy to work out, you are unmotivated to work out, right?
That's right.
Now watch this. Now energy and motivation go hand in hand, and we have only reached the top of the tip of the iceberg as far as understanding human energy. I know a lot of people talk about this whole law of attraction stuff. I just think that's a knock on the Bible. You know, as a man can see, as
right.
a man sees, he can achieve it. There's no difference between that and as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, or the power of life and death is in the tongue. So I just look at that like that's
right.
a knock on the Bible. But as far as energy, I am so into energy because it just makes sense. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. When you have sex with somebody, you are connecting your human energy with their energy, and that's why, that saying where people say love can make you do some crazy things. Well, love makes
right.
you do those crazy things. It's really not the love. It's the connection of – it's basically the merger of your energy with hers or with his, and, therefore, that extra energy makes you motivated to what? Think about him more or think about her more. Those crazy things that we talk about. You're only doing those crazy things because of that new energy makes you motivated to do those crazy things. But one good thing about energy over time, that energy will digress. And that's why people usually deal with, getting over a breakup or getting over a divorce, not because they have all this willpower. It's just because the energy has digressed to where they can stay clear off of just their energy alone and not, off of their partner's energy. So to make a long story short, it's even from a spiritual standpoint, it's very dangerous to connect your energy with certain people. Kathy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Jason?
Yes, I got you. Did you get the last part or did it cut off?
Yeah, the last part cut out.
Okay, where did it end? Where did I end that? As far as because I really want your listeners to get this. This is like a very deep
still
concept.
There? Yeah,
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
This happens occasionally for all my listeners. Occasionally, we may have some audio issues, and it's a little bit unfortunate, but we're going to make sure that you get all the information. So, are you still there, Jason?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, just go ahead and get that last piece about the energy because that was good.
Okay, well, basically what I'm saying is, just to give a quick recap, energy equals motivation. Again, like we were talking about, if you have enough energy, you're going to be motivated to work out. If you don't have enough energy, you're not going to be motivated to work out. And it's the same thing as far as the saying of love can make you do some crazy things. What love is make you do all those crazy things is because you merge your energy with that guy or with that woman's energy. So, therefore, you're motivated to be a stalker, or you're motivated to call him or her 20 times an hour. You're just basically behaving off of this new motivation or this new energy that you got from your partner. And one good thing I said about energy is it digresses if left alone. So a lot of
right.
people look at it like, well, all this counseling is working and all this is, everything that I'm going through is working and I'm getting stronger. Well, you're not really getting stronger. You're actually getting weaker because his energy or her energy is leaving you. And it's easier to make clear-cut decisions because you don't have that energy, flowing through your body anymore. So, just to basically piggyback off of what you were talking about, it is very dangerous to it's very dangerous who you have sex with because you're basically connecting your energy with that person's energy. And sometimes,
yes.
Everybody has their digression cycles and phases. It's some good stuff, though. Some good stuff.
Yes, I absolutely agree. And Jason, believe it or not, we're coming up on our last 60 seconds of the show, and I knew this would be a great interview. I knew the time would go by very fast, and we're going to have you back because I really like this discussion about the energy piece because this is critical. And I just want to kind of end with these words. I think if you guys can respect yourself and respect your life, because your life is the best gift you'll ever be given, then you will attract the right person to you because you are putting your energy out there. And anytime you put your energy out there, you're going to draw the right thing back to you. So, Jason, just quickly, give your website and information on how people can find out more about you and possibly get your books.
Okay. My website is www.jasonmillerspeaks.com. It's www.jasonmillerspeaks.com. You can get all my books there. And I stand by this, and there's nothing arrogant about this. There's no relationship question that I can't answer. And I really, and Kathy, you know, there's nothing arrogant about me saying that. But if you want to put me through the test, you can email me at jmiller@healingheartsradio.com. The letter J, M-I-L-L, @healingheartsradio.com.
Awesome. And if you didn't get that, you know how to get in touch with me, Kathy, at chollowayhill.com. Jason, thank you so very much for taking your time to talk to the listeners, and we will definitely be having you back on the show again for part two.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everyone, and we're going to be signing off for now, and we will see you same time next week here on Living by Design. Good night, everyone.